NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, October 5th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stock futures were flat in pre-market trading, a day after falling tech shares helped drive a sell-off on Wall Street. A federal jury found Tesla subjected a black worker to a racially hostile work environment and awarded him over $130 million in damages. The jury also found that the electric car maker failed to take reasonable steps to prevent Owen Diaz from being racially harassed when he worked at Tesla's California factory. Tesla CEO Elon Musk didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Southwest Airlines said it will require its employees to get a shot against COVID-19 by December 8th. A number of U.S. airlines have mandated that workers get vaccinated to comply with a new federal rule for companies that do business with the government. And Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen is set to testify at a Senate hearing on laws protecting consumers online. When she was a Facebook employee, Haugen gathered internal documents showing how the company's platforms could have harmful effects on young users. Those documents and others gathered by Haugen formed the foundation of a series of Wall Street Journal reports about the company. Facebook has disputed the characterization of the documents in the journal, which has defended the series, saying Facebook hasn't identified any factual errors. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.